From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said Tuesday that the situation in Syria has improved dramatically.
Let's be quite clear. By early morning, every report we have been seeing indicates a significant drop in violence.
De Mistura said aid shipments to the eastern part of the city of Aleppo would soon be possible. He hailed what he called a significant drop in violence over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that it had received not a single report of combatants or civilians killed by fighting in any areas covered by the truce. Even so, there have been scattered reports of violations from a number of sources. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run news agency said an Israeli plane and a drone were shot down, but Israel denies that. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres suffered a stroke Tuesday. According to one report, this 93-year-old Mr. Peres has been put in an induced coma in an Israeli hospital. The Nobel laureate is said to be in serious condition. The separatist leader in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region has announced a unilateral ceasefire starting at midnight on Wednesday. In a recorded statement aired on Russian television Tuesday, Alexander Zakharchenko said he had ordered rebel troops to cease fire and urged Ukraine to do the same. He accused Kiev of a lack of willingness to solve the problem in a peaceful manner. This is VOA News.